I wonder if they were brown or black. As you all know, my name is Amram, son of Kohath, who is son of Levi. Thank you for being here today. I know these are hard times. Remember back when, when my grandfather Levi came with many of your grandfathers to this land. They immigrated here and were welcomed as friends. They were given wonderful land and given the opportunity to plow it and grow crops and to thrive and to raise their families in peace and comfort. It was very clear that God had brought us to this land so that we may flourish. And we knew that God was with us. But that was two generations ago. The leader of this land then is no longer the leader of this land now. And I know how hard it is. They're making decisions far away from us that impact every part of our lives. Instead of supporting us, it seems like they are forcing us to work harder and longer. It's almost like they're trying to break our spirits. Worse than that, it seems like they fear us. And out of that fear, they're trying to keep us from having children. They think that the more we are and the more that we prosper, that it's a threat to them. And I know the temptation is to give up, to wonder if our faith in God is placed in the wrong person, in the wrong God. Because it seems like every day they come up with a new way to try to break our backs, to force us to build more and more. Our bosses are just whipping us and dehumanizing us and ridiculing us. Yes, I know we should be filled with despair and give up. But I can't. My little baby, Aaron, is just beginning his life. What kind of life will I have if I just give up? I have to be a person of hope. We have to be people of hope. Remember, it was our great, great, great grandfather Abraham who God called out of that place way over in Persia and said, trust me, and I will make you the father of a huge nation, as many as the stars in the sky. And I'm trusted. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew that God was with him and that God would lead him and brought him to the land of Canaan where he had Isaac and Jacob. And there they prospered until, oh my gosh, you remember the famine, the stories of how there was no food for 7 years, no water. There was every reason to give up hope. But God worked one of those miracles. God was at work. You know Joseph. Did he give up? When his brothers, I know that my grandfather was one of them. When they did the unforgivable and sold him into slavery, did he give up? No. He kept trusting God. And God put him in the place of Potiphar, where he quickly rose to be head of the household. But then, you know the story. He got accused of trying to rape the boss's wife. So he got thrown into prison again. Did he give up? No. When God gave him an interpretation of a dream, he shared it. And then by God restoring him or bringing him to the right hand of the Pharaoh, then it was so clear. God put him there so that Egypt might survive the 7 years of famine, so that the countries around, so that our ancestors might survive. And of course, your grandfathers got to go with our great-grandfather Jacob and go and be with Joseph in this land, in Egypt. Now, did Joseph hold a grudge? No. His love for his brothers and his trust in God gave him the courage, gave him the desire to forgive them. And through his forgiveness, we were all blessed. Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, Joseph, they've all been through hard times that tested their faith. This is one of those times for us. If we give in to despair, if we give up hope, then we are betraying this God whom we know, whom we can point to, has guided us and blessed us and has called us out. This is not a time to give up hope. And I know the Pharaoh's doing horrible things now. I'm so glad Aaron escaped his attempt to not have him be born. But I probably haven't told you this. I have another son on the way. I refuse to give up hope. I believe in the God who is faithful. I believe that in the midst of everything that ought to have me be filled with despair, I am going to trust God. And I'm going to work toward God's future. I'm going to continue to love and to be a light to people who want to live in darkness. Because that's the kind of world I want my sons to grow up in. Let us confess our faith using this Advent Creed.